Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long. It's Wednesday, May 13th, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The father of a U.S. soldier charged with killing fellow troops is criticizing the U.S. military. He says his son, Army Sergeant John Russell, was taking stressful mental tests that he didn't understand were just tests. His son allegedly killed five troops at a stress clinic in Baghdad on Monday. The father says stress test workers broke his son.
They were stressed and they broke him. You know, they ruined his life. They told him, you're an idiot. You don't belong in here. We're going to break you. We're going to get you out of here. Okay? Because
that's what other Army officers were telling him?
No, that's what the stress test technicians were telling him. They just follow orders.
The New York State Assembly passed a same-sex marriage bill last night, bringing the state closer to legalizing such marriages. Now, the bill goes on to the state Senate for a vote. The Senate rejected similar legislation in 2007. If the Senate passes this measure this time, it will go to Governor David Patterson, who has said he will sign the bill. Federal health officials don't like what Cheerios is saying on its cereal boxes. The Food and Drug Administration sent a warning letter to the maker of the cereal saying it shouldn't be making claims in the box that Cheerios can lower cholesterol and prevent heart disease. But General Mills insists those health claims were approved 12 years ago and the science is not in question. A little rain could get you a free car at one Colorado dealership. Weld County Garage says it will refund the price of a new or used vehicle if it rains at least an inch on Memorial Day. You just have to buy the car between today and Saturday.
There's nothing to it. That's how it works. We are backed by an insurance. We have insurance. We're 100% a go.
The local airport will be measuring the rainfall. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.